Hello, it's Tuesday, December 7th, and we've got a bunch of picks today. Following up on yesterday, we lost a little bit, so we got waxed in the NFL game. Congratulations to Belichick's coaching, I guess. I don't know, three passing attempts for the whole game. That's lowest in about 50 years. Coincidentally, it was their opponent in 1974, the Bills that had three passing attempts. Of course, that might have something to do with the gloves don't fit. O.J. Simpson carrying the rock. So, in any event, yeah, we had three quarters of a unit, so they weren't by any means the best, the lowest bets of the day, but the over. Couldn't share this in the podcast, but as soon as I saw it looked like it, there were some points in the beginning, but here's what they were, you know, if you watch the game, you had the 60-plus yard run and then the fumble on the punt, which then had a 14-yard touchdown. So that was 14 points, actually 15, considering the two-point conversion. So actually, that was a great time to take a live bet on the adjusted under for a higher number, and that came in. But obviously, unfortunately, that wasn't a podcast play because that was already published and put out. It was just logical, and win was a lot worse than I expected. I didn't give it much credit yesterday. It was swirling. Apparently, the field goal kickers were trying to do some things, and it was just crazy for them. So, yeah, that's how that works. And then there's the same game parlay that didn't even come in either. But then we had 1-1-1 at a push in college basketball. NBA was no good. That was 1-3, there was actually two. The Cleveland game missed the total and the side by just a couple points, and that actually was due to Giannis coming back. He was on the bad side of the questionable, and then he actually came back and played, so they moved the line up 2 points to 216.5, and it was 216, so that under would have worked. And they moved the line up to plus 8.5 for Cleveland, or minus 8.5, you know, for Milwaukee. And Milwaukee won by 8. So if you happen to get in late, you got under 216.5 for the win and Cleveland plus 8.5 for the win. But unfortunately, in the podcast, two losses. In hockey, once again, nice cash cow on props, which were not part of the podcast, but also 4-2 on the games, which was nice and profitable. So slight down day for the podcast, about even on action for the day. So let's get into today rather than celebrate or commiserate more, I guess, on the yesterday's bad results. But again, hey, good on the Patriots team, coach, fans, etc. They are looking pretty tough. So for today, we'll start with college basketball. Four plays. Bradley and Toledo. Going with Toledo minus 4.5. It's bouncing between 5 and 4.5, so certainly 4.5 gives you an advantage if you can find it. And Duquesne and DePaul, going to take DePaul minus 8. That's pretty much standard across the board. DePaul minus 8 at home. Butler and Oklahoma. Oklahoma minus 10. That's pretty much a standard pick, although I think some of it's bouncing up to 10.5. Look for 10 if you can get it. And then finally, Eastern Kentucky at USC. So laying some points here. Laying the chalk. USC minus 16.5. And again, there are some 17s out there, but 16.5 is widely available. Not as important once you get up there to the 16, 17, 20 point range, but it's still important. So get to 16.5 for SC. I don't think Eastern Kentucky, although they have a bunch of good athletes, I don't think they're going to make a show of it against USC. In the NBA, we'll go with one game. There's three that are out there. Take Brooklyn minus 1.5. The line's coming down. Injury news, etc. Did like Brooklyn at minus 4. I don't think there's been enough that's changed to take me off that side. They are on the road. But Brooklyn minus 1.5 is the play. And then we go just a couple of leans. I did lean New York Knicks minus 2.5, and I leaned the Boston Celtics plus 2.5. they just don't feel strong enough to me to get anything in pregame. Certainly look live. If the Lakers get out in a double-digit lead over Boston, I might consider Boston. And ditto with San Antonio at home, if Lakers are home as well. If San Antonio jumps out to a big lead, I would definitely expect New York to make a game of it. New York is very competitive right now. They don't lay down. Got a good bunch of good scores. So that's a definite live bet opportunity. Now let's move on to the cash cow of late. Hockey always seems to be profitable, but it's never been the best sport of the year. So far, it's crushing it. Actually, 20 units up through 6 days in December. 20 units in 6 days, killing it. Knock on wood, I guess. But you know what? It's not always a win. So, yesterday, for example, and I got to do this to unjinx myself whenever I celebrate, I guess. But Washington, I had in the 60-minute line. They won the game, but not in the regulation. They won it in overtime shootout, actually. So there's a loss. So not everything is great. And then Ottawa and New Jersey thought was a pretty strong overplay, and that was not at all. Everything else that day won, including some same-game parlays that weren't on part of the podcast. But we'll talk about that right now. All right, so let's get on today. Now, there's a dirty dozen here. This is not exuberance because of success, but you do have to ride a hot hand. But additionally, it's a large slate of games today, and these are just lined up right. There have been games in hockey, days, I should say, in hockey when there's been a large slate and I couldn't find more than one, two at most that even looked playable. This is not the case today. Starting with Tampa Bay and Montreal. So Montreal is in total disarray. The team's a disaster right now. Tampa Bay is the opposite of that. But yet, Montreal has a slight chance. I'm not going to take Tampa Bay on the puck line. I'm going to take them on the 60-minute line, and hopefully it's not a repeat of Washington where it has to go into overtime. But for minus 125, Tampa Bay in regulation to win this game, so by one or more in 60 minutes. And we're going under 5.5. The only risk to this is that Tampa Bay does have serious scoring potential. But if Montreal has one thing, it's one style of play that they've had for years, is it's the old school style, slow it down, low scoring. Montreal is not a team that on a weekly basis is going to score any of their games at 4 or 5. So they're just a low scoring team. So under and Tampa Bay, 60 minutes. Next game is the New York Islanders, who have been in disarray and are on a losing streak. They had COVID issues and they were homeless for a while with their stadium. And Ottawa's showing signs of life. Ottawa at home. I'm going to take the dog here. I'm going to go with Ottawa plus 130. It's a kind of a pick'em game to me, but when plus 130 for the home team, sign me up. Also, we're going under 5.5 in this game. Gets a little juicy. I believe it's 130 on that, minus 130 to get to under 5.5. It's clearly the play because, again, if you were to pick another team that has a slower style, that would be the Islanders. And in disarray offensively, people out, etc. They just don't have it. There's nobody on their roster that has any stats of note. Goals, shots, assists, points. There's no stats of note for the Islanders. They're not getting any points in. So take the under there. And Ottawa's no great shakes as far as offensive juggernaut either. Columbus and Toronto. We'll take Toronto by 2 here. They have a bounce back spot here. They're at home. Columbus is middle of the pack at best. The current form of the team is all about Toronto. So we'll do that. And we'll also go with the under. The only risk, again, the under would be Toronto having an explosion here because it won't come from Columbus by any stretch. But I do believe under 6 is a solid play. Don't get scared off by the fact that, just like in Tampa Bay, these are very similar games, Tampa Bay and Toronto. I do like Toronto a little bit more for the puck line, which is what I'm taking, puck line for Toronto and under the 6. Oh, by the way, on the same game parlays, those are the three opportunities, the ones just discussed. So there's one more yet. To take Tampa Bay simply to win and then do an adjusted total under 6.5. Get yourself, you have to get both legs, but you got the juice down. Now you can win Tampa Bay all the way in overtime or shootout, and you can get some cushion on your total. Same thing with Ottawa. You could take them plus 1.5, so you can lose the game by one against a low-scoring game. That's a solid play. And then parlay that up in the same game with under a higher number. You got under 5.5 right now. Take it under a higher number. Same game parlay. And then again with Toronto and Columbus, juice up the total again above 6, and then take Toronto simply to win the game. So you can win it in overtime if you need to. Those are great same game parlay bets. All right. And then so we move on to Nashville and Detroit under 5.5. Again, a juicy game, 130-ish to get that under. But there's no reason this game goes over. I just leave it at that. I don't know. I know yesterday's podcast was pretty long, and I think that might cause some concern for people who have limited time. So I'm trying to balance some entertainment value, some more information on the games rather than just rote reading of games. But all right, so moving on. Anaheim and Buffalo. Anaheim minus 120. Buffalo sucks. Anaheim is actually I'm looking for regression from them, but I'm going to ride the hot hand. They're playing good hockey right now, and it's not going to stop right now. It's a young team on the rise. All right, so Florida and St. Louis over 6. It's moved up to 6.5 most of the time. You may have to buy that. You should be able to get it at minus 125, bought down to 6. If you look, 6.5 seems a little sketchy on that one, so I wouldn't go there. Moving on to Minnesota and Edmonton. Now you got two super hot teams, two of the four highest scoring teams in hockey, Edmonton and Minnesota. Now I'm going to take the over 6.5 here. I cannot remember the last time I've gone over a 6.5 number. I usually like that 6 for the soft floor of a push rather than a loss. You know, 7's the winner either way, but 6 could be a push rather than a loss. To buy that, though, you're talking about serious money because now they're already juicing up the 6.5. It's already got the juice on that side. So everyone's betting on the over for one thing, but I think Vegas knows it's probably going over. 7 does seem fairly safe in this game. Again, high-scoring offenses. They're both, well, Minnesota's case, they're on a winning streak. They're playing super hot hockey. And Edmonton's in a bounce-back streak with the number one offense in the league. They've lost 2 in a row. They haven't lost 2 in a row for a couple years during the regular season. They got swept out of the playoffs, but during regular season, it's been since, not at all last year, been since the year before that's happened, and none this year, of course. So on that note, again, this is going to be two streaks against each other. I'm going to take Edmonton minus 120. It's a light juice for the home team. And again, stepping in front of the Minnesota winning streak, but also going with the fact that Edmonton just doesn't lose many games in a row. And this one is not a road game for them. This is where they can break that 2-game losing streak in order to not lose 3 in a row and doing it at home. So I think that's the more powerful influence here. And Minnesota, while a good team and streaking, I'm not expecting that's not a team that's going to win 15 games in a row. It's just going to end tonight. And I'll take the small juice risk against that streak, stepping in front. Finally, Calgary and San Jose. San Jose showing signs of life. I'm actually liking that team quite a bit, but I like Calgary a lot better. Calgary, while it's true that they may be overperforming, they are really a good team right now. So going current form, Calgary is by far the team you have to back here. I don't have any doubts on that one. I'm backing it. I'm paying minus 140, and it's the full game money line. So you can get it in overtime. You can get it in a shootout. Any which way you can win is cash. So that's the plays. So 6 sides in hockey, Tampa Bay, Ottawa, Toronto, Anaheim, Edmonton, Calgary, and six totals, four unders, Montreal, Ottawa, Toronto, Detroit all under, and then Florida and Edmonton games over. And that's it. And then we got our one NBA and our four college, so 17 picks. And I fully expect, well, you know what? I expect a good day. Let's just leave it at that. Good luck.